me say that again. This time last year, Ricky Pearsall, who's been the number one wide receiver for the 49ers, third in receiving in the NFL, was recovering from a gunshot wound. We didn't know if he'd play at all last season. He ended up salvaging the season with a couple nice games, a couple nice moments, but there was a huge question mark there. We didn't know what we were getting from Ricky Pearsall. If you're a 49er fan, if you're Kyle Shanahan, you were hoping you were getting a first-round talent. That's what you drafted him to be. He's been a revelation early on here. Without Brock Purdy in these last two games, the Jones to Pearsall connection, it's been on point.
Well, there's a whole other separate conversation about, you know, the 17-year-old who was arrested multiple times who shot him is now being tried as a youth. There's a variety of issues that I've got with that whole situation. And Ricky's been more gracious than I would be in the situation, saying that he's, allowing to forgive and move on. It's incredible.
That speaks to his character.
It really does.
It speaks to him as a human and his ability emotionally and mentally to try to clear that hurdle.
And, to play football, you got to be super tough.
Yeah.
But I think this guy has unbelievable instincts as a football player and is so extremely tough. I underrated it. He also has a great ability to run his routes at full speed without slowing down stride and really doing all the herky-jerk stuff without breaking the momentum or the timing of the play for the guy throwing the ball to him. And I also think this speaks to Shanahan. Ricky Pearsall, in this game, when push came to shove, with no Kittle, with CMC getting bottled up to a degree, it was 6-6 after the Arizona Cardinals kicked a field goal, and there's about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's winning time, right? We're at the end of the third, going into the fourth. I call it the Pearsall drive. Four separate times they went to him before they eventually got stuffed on that 4th-and-1 pass where Mac threw it to Christian, and Christian got absolutely crushed by Mac Wilson. Four times they went to him, over and over. Everyone in the stadium knew the ball was going to Pearsall, and he kept making plays. Then later on in the game, after they got stuffed on that yardage situation, that goal line situation, they are tied 6-6, and it's 4th-and-2 from the 40. And they throw a one-on-one lob ball down the line. And it was a beautiful pass from Mac Jones. But to throw that pass in that situation, 4th-and-2 from the 40, you don't go for the field goal, smart move. But to throw to him in that – and Kyle Shanahan talked about it after the game. Like, that was the right read, the right play, everything. And that spoke everything I need to know about how Shanahan views Ricky Pearsall, how Mac Jones views Ricky Pearsall. And I get back to Shanahan. I say, he made the right pick. We were all wrong. I didn't think Ricky Pearsall was going to be this good. I was like, maybe he's good. Maybe it takes some time. We'll see. And look, he's missed on position guys at the skill spots. He's missed on quarterback. He's missed on running back. He's missed on wide receivers. Heck, he's missed on a tight end.
Yeah.
You can make the argument he's hit on 12 or 13 guys who have had their best year or a career year or were identified by Shanahan on just offense. Let's look at it. George Kittle and Deebo Samuel. Raheem Mostert, Matt Breida, Jimmy Garoppolo, Marquise Goodwin, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, Jeff Wilson Jr., Brock Purdy, now Mac Jones, and Ricky Pearsall. I don't know what else anyone else needs to see. Kyle Shanahan is him when it comes to identifying people. And also, if he doesn't think you're him, we should probably listen to him. Now, that being said, am I ticked off that I see Jordan Mason go for like $150 yesterday and I felt like he could have been good? Yeah. He could have fit the situation. He could have been good. Maybe he wanted out. I don't know. That's another guy that he found. But Kyle Shanahan's pretty damn good when it comes to identifying offensive skill players and putting them in a position to freaking succeed. And Ricky Pearsall is in a long line of all these guys. I think he has a chance to be one of the top four or five guys that he's ever drafted.
And again, he is taking over for George Kittle, who's on the IR, for Juwan Jennings, who was the number one wide receiver last year for Brock Purdy in this 49ers offense, in the absence of Brandon Ayuk in a down year from Deebo Samuel. Ricky Pearsall has stepped up to be that number one receiver when this team desperately needed him to be it. And he's doing it in a way that is, you know, Julian Edelman-like, where he's not the biggest guy on the field. He's not the fastest guy on the field. He's not the strongest. But you know what he does, Joe? Catches the ball, and he gets open. That's the name of the game for the receiver. Get open and catch the ball. And he is doing it better than almost anyone else in the NFL right now, outside of two other receivers that are all pro talents in Puka Nacua and Jackson Smith and Jigba. And by the way, all three of these guys in what division? The NFC West. Should we be calling it the NFC Best, by the way? Sparky and Alameda, we'll get to you in a second. Stop it. I'm feeling good this morning, Carter. You can't bring down this high that I am feeling. All right, the NFL, week three in the NFL, give me that over any playoffs in Major League Baseball and any playoffs in the NBA. All right, week three in the NFL in a regular season game, just it hits different. The Scott Hansen, the red zone, all of it, it was hitting yesterday right before the Niners game started, and it was special. Shanahan, it is Mike Tomlin. Did they end up winning yesterday, the Steelers? Yeah, they did, right? It was a close game against the Patriots. Aaron Rodgers had some dimes in that one. Shanahan talked about Pearsall, though, Joe, and how he stepped up.
This is how Ricky's been for a while. We felt it towards the end of last year. He's been this way all through training camp, and it's one of the reasons we wanted to draft him here, and hasn't disappointed us at all. So he stepped it up big, and you got to do that even more when you have guys out like JJ and guys like George.
There you go. He stepped up big time. And Mac Jones, he loves him some Ricky Pearsall.
Honestly, I got like a lot of reps with Ricky in OTAs and training camp. He was kind of hurt and was working back in and stuff. So got a lot of reps with him, and I love watching him in college. I'm like a secret fan of him always because I just enjoyed his tape and like watching him on highlights. So he's a really fast guy. He's really twitchy and then has straight line speed. And then his cuts, in and out of his cut speed, is really, really good. Probably the best I've seen. And he just does a good job on those inbreakers and then outbreakers too. And then that catch at the end was amazing. So he's a guy who just makes plays.
The year Brandon Ayuk went off, which was 2023, How many double-digit target games did he have that year? And now they had Kittle, they had Debo, and they had CMC. I'm just asking you.
Oh, not many. I don't think so. Well, like four?
110 target game.
Wow. Pretty incredible. In today's passing league, I know they're a run first team, but that's pretty incredible for a second team all pro player.
Right. And he had a monster year.
Yeah.
He had eight catches one time that year. Everything else was seven or less. And he had seven once. To give you an idea of, I think, where they're at offensively in terms of having to force feed Ricky Pearsall, and also how Ricky Pearsall is viewed by the quarterback and the coach. 11 targets in a game for this offense. It's just, you don't see that.
And now this offense is going to add DeMarcus Robinson coming back from a suspension. They're going to be adding, hopefully, George Kittle here in a short while. We'll wait and see with Juwan Jennings and the nature of that injury. But again, getting healthy throughout the season is huge as we are monitoring a massive injury with Nick Bosa, and we will relay any information when it comes to that.
You know, like Juwan Jennings, is desperately needed right now. And the holdout, I understand from his perspective why you wanted to hold out. Right. It's like we all kind of, I hate to say this, but like we all kind of had the feeling like, dude, the way these things work, the guy that holds out always gets hurt. It seems like, you know, whether that's fate, whether that's, you know, a direct correlation toward you not working hard every day. I don't know. Look, George Kittle was there every day. He got hurt. So maybe it's just football. But it's like we all could feel the omen of like, oh, he's going to probably have a lost year and everything. Like, for as great as his year was last year, it really feels like it's going to be difficult for him to replicate that this year. I'm talking about Juwan Jennings.
Yes.
And for Pearsall to step up this early in the year and just look so good so quickly, boy, I mean, where would this team be at without Ricky Pearsall?
Well, absolutely.
1-2?
Probably.
Maybe 0-3?
I mean, you're looking at your number one wide receiver potentially if Ricky's not doing this, like Kendrick Bourne. Like that's where this team was at. They needed to find Kendrick Bourne to be the wide receiver,
he had some
too.
Big catches yesterday.
No, he did. He's like,
there's an attitude too that he brings to the stadium. He'll make a play. Like, I know, like, people probably watch on television, like, come on, Kendrick, like, pipe down. But like, when you're there, and like, the team does feed off Kendrick Bourne's energy.
Listen, for a guy that like just was off the scrap heap, basically, for seven receptions for 70 yards combined the last two games, you're absolutely taking that for a team that desperately needed someone to be making plays. And he's got some hands on him. He does.
And like, the whole first half, I was thinking to myself, like, damn, we missed Juwan. Damn, we missed Juwan. Damn, we missed Juwan. Like, that's what I kept thinking the whole time in the first half because the offense was just a tick off. And then in the second half, I don't think we really missed him that much. Now, would it be great to have him? Of course. But I think that speaks to how good CMC and Pearsall were, and Kendrick Bourne making plays.
Just dream for a little bit, Joe. It's halfway through the season. The Niners are rolling. They're feeling good. And then you can potentially have an offense. And we'll see what the health, and we'll see the versions of these players, but you could potentially have an offense with George Kittle, Ricky Pearsall, Brandon Ayuk,
yeah,
and Juwan Jennings. And how good are you feeling about that going forward, potentially, with obviously Brock Purdy and where he's at with the toe and everything? Feeling pretty good, right?
I feel pretty good. And the thing with Pearsall that I think is, I think people are going to be like, oh, like Edelman. He's like Edelman, or he's like Ladd McConkey. He's actually more of a deep threat than I gave him credit for. He's an intermediate guy. Mm. And I don't mean like short slants. I'm talking like 10 to 20 yards downfield on the deep in cuts. He works this guy deep and can run those ones. There's a third down pass early in the game that they didn't convert on that Mac kind of lobbed up over. Ricky had two steps on the guy. And if Mac's not getting hit in the face, he probably hits him. But it's the deep in cuts where he comes and he works back to the ball. Dude, I'm telling you, Ricky is going to average 15 to 20 yards per catch for a couple of years here moving forward if he can stay healthy.
Again, through three games, 16 receptions, 281 yards for Slick Rick Pearsall. He has been on fire, and the Niners are on fire to start off this season 3-0. Don't care how you get it done, they got it done. 10 points combined, the margin of victory through these first 3 weeks, Joe. And they have been gritty. They have been tough. They have been mentally taxing on the fan base and on the players. Yeah. But you know what? Caller called in earlier. I would rather have, you know, the lessons learned in wins than in losses any day out of the week.